present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nemo, Peter Jones, and Amy MacDonald in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And also we welcome Amy MacDonald back to play against our three regular male competitors. And also I'm going to ask them to speak if they can for just a minute on some subject I will give them without hesitation, repetition or deviation. And we'll begin the show this week with Derek Nemo. Derek, would you talk on the subject of democracy? There's a good subject to begin a show with. 60 seconds, Derek, starting now.
Democracy, government for the people by the ditto. I think we can often think in this country today that some of our democratic freedoms are being eroded from pressures within and also from outside, something which I think we must work hard to prevent. I think one of the things that we do notice that the system that we employ is not necessarily fair. If, for instance, we had proportional representation in this country, then we would feel the people were more democratically representative in Parliament than they are at present. For instance, in our...
Peter Jones,
a repetition of for instance.
Yes, there was, yes.
It's very interesting.
But it wasn't supposed...
I think we could all do with a bit of this theory. No, yes. I mean, there's too much levity. Yeah. I mean, I would rather hear him out.
Coming from me ought to be on Thought for the Day.
Oh.
And that remark about levity coming from you, Kenneth, I thought was... Peter, you have a correct challenge, you have a point. You take over the subject. There are 23 seconds left on democracy, starting now.
Although there's a great deal to be said in favor of the communist system, I do believe that democracy handed down to us from the Greeks and being the only...
deviation! Did I hear her right? There's a great deal to be said for the communist system. Did I hear her right?
Yes,
Hear her right? I mean, if he wants to, why don't he go and live there? How disgraceful to sit in with a mother of parliament, the country birth.
Kenneth, in just a minute, you can speak any way you wish, and as long as you don't deviate from the subject on the card, and he was leading from communism to democracy, therefore I don't think he was deviating, and therefore he has another point for an incorrect challenge. 13 seconds left, democracy, Peter, starting now.
And democracy, unlike that arrangement prevailing in Russia, was brought about not by force, but by the votes of individual people. And for that reason alone, I will protest.
You created such an emotional response to Ian Messiter, he nearly swallowed his whistle. He only got half a blowout, but he did let us know 60 seconds was up, and whoever speaks at that moment gets the extra point. It was, on this occasion, Peter Jones. So, Peter, at the end of the round, you have a commanding lead. In fact, you're the only one who scored any points. Kenneth, will you begin the next round? The subject is hunting. I don't know why Ian Messiter has thought of hunting for you, but would you talk about it for 60 seconds, starting now?
This is something I frequently do. I hunt through a drawer to find the object I wish to hunt. Hold in my hand, and then I go back, find I can't see it at all. And then I ring up the doctor and he said to me, well, of course, we've got 15 billion brain cells and we're losing 100 every day. I said, no! He said, yeah. Off you go in and wonder why you've gone in through
all the first place.
Definitely deviation. He's not talking about hunting at all now, is he?
No, I think he's got off
about... He was hunting for his brain cells in the drawer.
That could be the only possible answer, but I don't think he'd find his brain cells in the drawer. No, he'd got off to doctors and brain cells away from hunting. I agree with your challenge, Amy. You have a point. You have 37 seconds on hunting, starting now.
The loveliest bit about it are the pictures that are painted. These beautiful red and white and green scenes of horses with their tails swished.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Deviation in hunting parlance, it's not red, it's pink.
Yes, but she was describing the picture and using the word red to describe hunting pink, which is a correct definition, a correct description of hunting pink.
And the artist that I'm thinking about drew it in red, actually.
And Amy, you have a point, because I disagree with the challenge. And you have... 27 seconds on hunting, starting now.
I do feel sorry for the little fox, though, don't you? When you see it scampering over the fields and these great horses lumbering after it and these terrible dogs. You see, I'm a bit anti-blood sport myself.
Peter Jones has challenged
a repetition of horses.
Yes, you did say horses before when you were talking about the picture.
Did I?
Yes, I'm afraid you did. So Peter has a point for that. And 15 seconds on hunting starting now.
The uneatable pursued by the unspeakable was somebody's description of hunting. I can't quite recall who it was. A famous...
Derek Nimmer.
Oscar Wilde.
Oscar Wilde.
That's not a challenge.
I'm afraid I can't give you a bonus point for showing off, Derek.
That's not showing off. That's a literate gentleman there, enlightening us all. A literate gentleman. Wish there were more of them in the world.
But since I misquoted it, I felt I was doing Oscar Wilde a favour by not actually mentioning his name.
It wasn't the correct challenge, so Peter, you have a point and 5 seconds on hunting starting now.
Yes, looking about for these small insects with a butterfly net is one of the most boring.
Once again, Peter Jones was speaking when the whistle went. He gained more points in the round as well, so he's now increased his lead. Amy's in second place, and Kenneth and Derek for once have yet to score. Amy MacDonald, will you begin the next round? The subject, economy. Can you talk about economy for 60 seconds starting now?
Well, I don't know about you, but I always think a very good way to economize, for me in particular, would be to cut down on soap powder, because I tend to put too much into the basin. And then I get, when I fill the thing up with water, I get far too many bubbles, you see, and then they take absolutely hours to get rid of. So in a way, you're sort of combining two things. You're instead of standing at the basin for 2 hours waiting for those terrible bubbles to go, I've said it, I've done it twice.
Yes, you have.
A sorted challenge, but I'll settle for bubbles.
Yes,
all right, Bubbles, you've got the subject. You have 33 seconds on economy starting now.
Yes, I'd like to be economical. I have an agent who is extraordinarily filled with economy. One day he was seen to walk along the street and pick up a rubber band. And a friend that was with him said, "Good heavens, what do you pick those up for?" He said, "Well, I always use them again." We said, "You know, a dog or anything." But he said, "It's all right, I wash them first."
Amy MacDonald has challenged.
Well, repetition, because he said, "Well, I. Said I twice. Oh, we did.
I actually didn't
ask
hear.
Ask the audience. I saw somebody down there.
I didn't see somebody down there.
There was one person. No, Amy, I don't think it was a sufficiently good challenge. So we leave the subject with Derek, and there are 13 seconds on economy, Derek, starting now.
I think we ought to be more economical in this country. We throw away far too many things we rarely could use again, like bottles. It is absolutely disgraceful, the tins of things that are discarded for no purpose at all. New things which can be repulsed.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Why don't you give them to your agent?
Well, Derek interrupted Peter, and Peter got a point. Then Derek must have a point for that interruption. And there are 3 seconds on economy. Derek, starting now.
Go down to the sea in ships, I say.
Right. So the end of that round. Peter's still in the lead, and Derek's in second place. And Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject is Clerihues. Would you talk on them, if you can, for 60 seconds, starting now?
Yes, Edmund or Edward Clerihugh Bentley started them, a new form of verse. I don't remember very many. Sir Christopher Wren dined with some men. He said, "If anyone calls, tell them I'm designing St. Paul's." Oh. And Clive, I remember, of India. His was... There are a great many...
Derek Nimmer challenge.
Hesitation.
Yeah, but let's hear what Clive was first.
Clive. The thing I like about Clive is that he's no longer alive. There's a lot to... There's a lot to be said for being dead.
A very good Clerihugh. Well done. Thank you very much.
But not my own, you know.
I know.
Oscar Wilde, actually. freezer.
But I'm afraid you hesitated. Derek had a correct challenge, and there were 35 seconds at that moment. And, Derek, you take over the subject of Clary Hughes starting now.
Yes, I suppose a sort of topical example of a Clary Hughes would be the chairman in this game is always the same. The fact that he's a clot matters not a jot.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Well, gratuitous offensiveness.
Well, yes, it was rude.
I would challenge you for hesitation, because there was at least 5 seconds.
Hesitation, yes, that's what I meant, hesitation.
There are 16 seconds on Clary Hughes with you, Peter, starting now.
Oh, well, I can't remember anymore.
Derek,
hesitation.
Yes, so you've got an equal score there. Clary Hughes back with you, Derek, starting now.
George III ought never to have curd. One only can wonder at so grave a blunder. There's another one written by Edmund Clary Hugh Bentley, who died, I think, as recently as 1958, not very long ago, although he was born in the last century.
Well, at the end of that round, Derek got more points, so he's moved up into equal place in the lead with Peter Jones. There are 60 seconds for someone to speak now, and it is Derek Nimmo on Solomon Grundy, starting now.
This is the tale of Solomon Grundy, born on Monday, christened Tuesday, married Wednesday, taken ill on Thursday, worse on Friday, died on Saturday, buried Sunday.
And
that
you challenged, Amy challenged on Friday.
A repetition of, because he was repeating the days of the week.
Well, he was repeating the... No, he actually wasn't repeating the days of the week.
No.
He never repeated Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. He just said each day in succession, which was a good challenge, but it was...
Good challenge? It's absolutely ridiculous.
I think it was a good challenge, but it was also incorrect. So Derek has a point. And there are 47 seconds, Derek, on Solomon Grundy, starting now.
Died on Saturday, buried on Sunday, and that was the end of Solomon Grundy. Now, one wonders, really, if one begins to analyze that little poem, what Mrs. Grundy was up to. It was very shortly after the nuptials that he fell into this great sickness, was it not? Then, as soon as he was deceased, he was popped into a grave without a post-mortem. Something sinister, I think. What had she been putting in his porridge, I ask? Might it have been the weed killer? Nobody knows, because it was not... They didn't wait 3 days like they normally do. No! No sooner than the corpse presented to...
Shut up!
No sooner.
Three times no. Amy, you have a correct challenge and you
thank
have
you.
16 seconds on Solomon Grundy, starting now.
Solomon Grundy used to visit my flat once a month, solidly for 7 months. He used to come up the stairs with his big ladder, knock on my door and come in and clean my windows. He was an expert window.
Damn it.
Repetition of the wind.
Yes.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Derek, there's half a second left for Solomon Grundy, starting now.
And he used to visit my flat on Tuesday.
So Solomon Grundy got Derek Nimmo a great number of points, and he's now got a strong lead at the end of that round. Peter Jones is still in second place, Amy McDonald in third, Kenneth in fourth, and Kenneth, your turn to begin, and the subject now is Mrs. Grundy. Starting now.
This is the lady who never actually appears in Tom Morton's play, Speed, the Plough, and she's come now to represent all that is propriety, conventionally proper in the English way of life. He is an interesting playwright because Dame Ashfield, who again reiterates a lot throughout the action of this piece, oh, what would Mrs. Grundy?
Amy McDonald.
Oh, he's doing it again. You know that way he talks.
No, he's not doing it this time.
Oh,
he
no,
was...
he's going, oh. No, he takes 12 seconds to say, oh.
Now, will last you get time rid of that female impersonator over there? I really do.
I'll tell you one thing, Kenneth. You've still got the subject, and you have 32 seconds on Mrs. Grundy, starting now.
You all never appeared to see, but all referred to, which is fascinating.
Derek, challenge.
The origin of referred to.
Derek, you have the subject after correct challenge and 28 seconds on Mrs. Grundy, starting now.
Mrs. Grundy was the wife of Mr. Grundy, the well-known window cleaner, who used to bring back me fascinating information about...
Amy McDonald's challenge.
He's pinching my material, because I was going to use that.
In other words, the Mr. Grundy he's talking about was not married to Solomon.
No, she was, but I was going to use it.
Amy, I'm trying to help you. I was going to say that Mrs. Grundy he's talking about was not married to the Solomon Grundy who cleaned your windows. So therefore he was deviating, and you have the subject, and there are 20 seconds on Mrs. Grundy starting now.
She's a very sweet little woman, and she very often comes with him. And she comes into my... Yes, I've done it.
Two comes.
Derek, you have 14 seconds on Mrs. Grundy starting now.
Yes, a Grundyism. I suppose it refers to something that you don't want the neighbours to hear about. It's that kind of feeling, isn't it? It's really odd, like Mrs. Jones, a woman next door, Mrs. Grundy. Outside Ipswich is a Mrs. Grundy who sells stockings on Tuesdays to Kenneth Williams.
Amy McDonald, it's your turn to begin. Would you talk on the subject of putting on my tights? For 60 seconds, starting now.
This is a very tricky operation. It's better if you can sit down first. Then you get the tights between your hands, hold one half in one hand, slip the other hand down the leg of one...
Kenneth Williams.
Well, a lot of repetitions here. Hands came into it several times.
Yes, hands did, so...
But you do have two hands, darling.
Just a minute, you have to say your left hand.
I was talking about one hand, then I was talking about the other hand.
Yes, so, Kenneth, 46 seconds on putting on my tights. Starting now.
While playing in 18th century costume, this has frequently happened to me, and I found a favorite device was to sprinkle talcum inside the stocking before I actually peeled it, so to speak, over a very shapely foot and a lovely, almost velvet-like ankle. And spectators passing the dressing room will want to pause, quiver with excitement, and say, "Oh, what a beautiful pair of legs." Who's interrupted me?
Me.
Oh, it would be her, wouldn't it? Now, why they have women on this show, I really don't. I mean, it's a man's game, isn't it, Pete?
Amy, what?
Well, not the way you're playing it.
Amy, why the challenge?
Oh, this business about tights.
What's she on about? What's her challenge?
Because you've got a very high opinion of yourself. I don't think you've got shapely legs.
And that is your challenge,
yes.
Is it?
You think
what's
deviation?
Show them.
Deviation. All right, then.
You've got very shapely legs.
First of all, Kenneth will show his leg to the audience, and then I'll put it to the audience to judge, because I'm not going to judge. All right. Now, to be quite fair, if you think that Kenneth's got a shapely leg, you cheer for Kenneth, and if you agree with Amy he's got an unshapely leg, you boo for her altogether now.
Now it's Amy's turn.
There are 14 seconds, 13 and a half actually, for putting on my tights, Kenneth, starting now.
Having put them on, the problem then was to keep them taut. This was only arranged for me by a suspension belt. And the lady in charge of the costumes...
Amy McDonald has challenged.
It's not a suspension belt. It's called a suspender belt.
Well, he might have called it a suspension belt.
Oh, no, that's ridiculous. Nobody calls it suspension
belt. Well, actually, he's not talking about...
It was built for him by the people who did that arrangement at Sydney Harbour.
No, really. He's no longer talking about putting on my... He's talking now, not about putting on my tights, but how I keep my tights on, which is a different subject. Yes,
that's
so, Amy, you have 2 seconds on putting on my tights.
Two seconds? That's disgraceful. That's just giving the subject, which I worked on like, I mean, I've worked, haven't I? I've worked, you see me work, the sweat pouring off me, and now with 2 seconds you're going to give it to that numbskull over there.
Shall I give it to him?
Don't want it to be said that he plays for the gap.
No.
I thought that was a beautiful piece of comedy business. Should I give it to him?
No, because I think you have a correct challenge. And I'll tell you what, I'll be quite fair. I won't charge any points for anybody. Let Kenneth continue for 2 seconds. I'm putting on my tights, starting now.
And in the lift, they said you always wear your corsets round your ankles. Which is rather unfortunate.
Well, Kenneth Tights gained him some points, but he's still in fourth place. Amy's in third place, one behind Peter Jones, and he's quite a long way behind our leader, who is still Derek Nimmo. But, Peter, it's your turn to begin. The subject is gorillas. Would you talk about them for 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, there are various types of gorillas. There's the eye-level gorilla and the infrared gorilla.
Operation. Amy McDonald, challenge.
Well, I mean... He's talking about an oven. What's that got to do with a gorilla?
Oh, well, I'll change the whole tack altogether. There were two gorillas walking along Regent Street. And one said to the other, "It doesn't seem like a Tuesday, does it?" So replied the other, "There are not many people about."
Let us get on with just a minute. Peter, you have 50 seconds on gorillas, starting now.
I believe they are very kind to their children, and they beat their chests, jump up and down, and eat a great deal of green foliage. They are not actually carnivores, because bananas are very popular.
Derek Nimmo, challenge. I think you're right, Derek, and you have... 36 seconds on gorillas, starting now.
Well, today we can have urban gorillas and presumably rural gorillas as well. They're all over the place, shooting around and causing disturbances, standing outside.
Amy McDonald has challenged.
That's just not true, is it?
Yes, but he's taken the word gorillas in the sense of people who fight. Underground fighters.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry.
I know it's spelled differently. G-U-E-R.
Yes.
But it's pronounced the same, and it's the way it's pronounced as you take it, yes. So I'm afraid he has a point for that challenge, Jamie. And he has 28 seconds on gorillas starting now.
If Amy MacDonald were going to London Zoo, she would see there gorillas of the kind that she would expect to find.
Do you know the guy?
Oh, shut
up. I loved him. Oh,
you can't. Peter Jones has challenged.
Said find twice.
Yes, you did say find twice. It wasn't the hesitation caused by Amy's interruption. So, Peter Jones, you have a correct challenge, and there are 17 seconds on gorillas starting now.
Yes, this huge gorilla that I think Derek was going to mention, and in fact Amy did, used to sit there looking marvellous, and people used to annoy me because they threw ice cream.
Derek Nimmo, challenge.
Used to. Twice.
Yes, that's right, Derek. And 5 seconds for you on gorillas starting now.
Out to the jungle we go with Tarzan, and there we find them rushing around, swinging through the trees with our babies on their back and not a paw.
Well, Derek has really increased his lead. He's double the number of points of Peter Jones, who's in second place, and Amy and Kenneth are just a little way behind Peter. And Derek, it is your turn to begin again. The subject is snap. Can you talk on that 60 seconds starting now?
Snap is a little game that one plays sometimes with children. It's quite fun, rather noisy, and one tends to let them win it because it makes them in a better humor. Also, if you're wearing tights which are held together with suspensions, then you sometimes might hear a loud snap as the elastic breaks. And gosh, that could be most embarrassing, I can tell you. I was once standing on stage...
Amy McDonald's challenge.
I was just going to say that wouldn't be true.
What wouldn't be true?
Well, you wouldn't be wearing tights with suspensions and...
I know, but you see, you can say whatever you like in just a minute, provided you don't deviate from the subject, and who's to know that he doesn't? What do we know what Derek wears underneath his suit?
That's true.
What do we know what he wears underneath his, Yes. All right, Derek, 36 seconds on snap, starting now.
The snap of a twig in a forest. Red Indians walking towards the plantation where the young settlers are there with their young children.
Amy McDonald.
Two theirs. Oh, two definitely.
Youngs. Two youngs.
What are you doing, helping her or being a chairman? I'm being doing both.
Yes. A Freudian slip. I've been doing both, yes. And as he can't be with us this week, he did send all his love to all his many fans who listened to Just a Minute. but he said he had other business. And
you mean he had a job?
I think it's more fun with Amy MacDonald than Clement Freud anyway.
I've never tried it with Clement Freud.
Anyway, Amy, you have the subject of Snap and you have 26...
Oh, I didn't want that.
Ah, well, you've got it, dearie. Yes, she didn't want it. You see, she's been asking for it all night. Now you've got it. Right in the mush.
Derek challenged you just then. What for?
We didn't want the subject, and she stopped, so I was going to help
her out.
Well,
as she hadn't started, she gets a point for that, because she hadn't actually started. She gets a point from Kenneth, because he was so rude to her. And you have 26 seconds, Amy, on Snap, starting now.
Holiday time, and you rush to the airport and get on an aeroplane, which takes you far away into some nowhere land. You get off...
Kenneth Williams,
the deviation. We're nothing to do with Snap.
I'm getting to it, darling.
Yes,
really?
We can all get to it with those endless anecdotes.
Shall we ask the audience, do you think that she's justified in keeping the subject? If so, cheer for Amy. If not, boo for Kenneth altogether now. They think that you hadn't established you were going towards this Snap.
Are you sure about that? I'd like to hear it again.
I bet you're. I didn't hear a solitary cheer, as a matter of fact. So
I did. There was two up there somewhere.
Kenneth, you have the subject, and you have 17 seconds on Snap, starting now.
It is a fact that when somebody of a sublunary talent is faced with a general incompetence...
Peter Jones has challenged.
What was that again?
What was it again? You said sublunary.
It is a fact that when someone of a sublunary talent...
Repetition.
I was laid like a lion to the snow.
Give them both a point. Kenneth keeps the subject. There are 12 seconds on Snap, Kenneth, starting now.
Geniuses like myself, when surrounded by incompetence, frequently find the nerves snap, and something gives, and they start to scream and shout with frustration. And that's what I feel like doing right now. I want to...
Well, I do hope you've enjoyed the fun and games that we have, because we enjoy playing Just a Minute, and alas, we have no more time to continue. I will give you the final score, and the situation was this week, Amy MacDonald, returning from previous triumphs, finished in third place, equal with Kenneth Williams. They both got a lot of points. They were only two behind Peter Jones, but this week, a long way out in front, was once again our winner, Derek Nimmo. Hope you've enjoyed Just a Minute and want to be with us again next week, the same time, and we'll get together and play this absurd, ridiculous, and delightful game. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by John Lloyd.